This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What would, wallahi, it will not only throw you in a place that nobody ever would find you, but you, your family, everyone that you know will never see the light of the sun. Never. Umar was adil. A man comes to him from Egypt, all the way young man from Egypt. فَقَالَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ I ask you for help. And Umar said, what happened? He said, me, and a famous story, me and the son of Amir of Egypt, we raced on horses. Me and the son of the Amir, we raced on horses and I won. And then the son of the Amir came and he took his stick and he whipped me. فَقَالَ خُدْ يَبْنَ الْأَكْرَمِينَ He said, how did you defeat me? And I am the most honorable here. So I won my haqq, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Where's the boy who hit you? Egypt. In Egypt. Where are you? In Medina. So Umar ibn Khattab, he writes to the Amir of Egypt, and that was Amr ibn As. And he says, come and bring me your son. Bring me your son, subhanAllah, under al-adala. Bring me your son. And Amr ibn As, he brought his son, and then this farmer, this simple man, Umar ibn Khattab, he said, take that stick, whip the boy in front of me. And the boy started whipping the son of the Amir, Sumu al-Amir, his highness. He will whip his butt. He will whip, yaqul some of the Sahaba, and we want the boy to keep whipping him. We like that because the boy was brat and spoiled. Until we said, I wish if the boy stops, and the boy stopped. And Amir al-Mu'minin, he said, Amr ibn As, take your turban. And he took the turban down. And he was a bold man. He was big beard, big bold. And he said to the boy, hit his boldness. Beat his father too. فَقَالَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ It was only his son who beat me. The Amir did not touch me. And then Umar ibn Khattab went to Amr ibn As. فَقَالَ يَا عَمْرُ أُنظُرْ مَتْ تَسْتَعْبَدْتُمُ النَّاسِ وَقَدْ وَلَدَتْهُمْ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ أَحْرَارًا He said, when did you enslave people when they were born free? Their mothers gave them birth while they were free. How could you enslave people? That's from the adalat of Umar radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, no one can ever say he was not adil. The second point, there's a lot, because I cannot cover all the adalat Umar. There was a lot. But the second rose I will give you from the life of Umar. Umar was so merciful, was the man of rahmah. A man of mercy. Subhanallah. Yaqul aslam. His servant Umar ibn Khattab one night. Oh look, one night he saw from distance a fire. And he said to him, it is dark and it's cold. And there's a reason why those people outside of the city of Medina, there's a reason why they came there. Let us go. So he said, فَهَرْوَلْنَا We run. Did not walk. We run. And we went. فَإِذَا بِإِمْرَأَةٍ And we found a lady sitting next to the fire, cooking something in a pot. وَالْأَطْفَارُ يَتَضَاغَوْنَ And children crying, rolling around the floor, crying. فَقَالَ عُمَرُ And Umar, he said, with your permission, can I come closer? And the lady said, if you're bringing me khair, come, I'm by myself. So Umar, he went. And he said, what are you? She said, I'm a traveler. We're traveling together. And we couldn't continue because of the darkness and the cold of the weather. So we decided to stay here tonight before we entered the city. And he said, and why your children are crying? Radiallahu anhu, concerned about everyone. Why the children are crying? She said, they are starving. He said, what are you cooking for them? She said, nothing. I'm just boiling water to fool them. So they cry themselves to sleep. And then فَقَالَ يَا أَسْلَمْ قُمْ Say, get up, Aslam. قَالَ فَهَرْوَلْنَا And we run to the Bayt al-Mal. And then Umar ibn Khattab, he brought this sack and he put, you know, oil, you know, flour, and brought food. And then فَقَالَ أَحْمِلْهُ عَلَيَّ يَا أَسْلِمْ, say, put on my back. Put. I said, no, 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 Amir al-Mu'mineen, I'll carry for you. I'll carry. He said, no, do it. He said, for the third time, he grabbed me and he said, ثَكُلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ أَتَحْمِلُ عَنِّي أَوْزَارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, subhanAllah, your mother may lose you. Are you going to carry my sins on the day of يوم القيامة? Put it on me. So he said, I had to load on the Amir al-Mu'mineen. فَهَرْوَلْنَا, and we run back. Not walking, because it's an urgent issue. Like our brothers and sisters in Burma, it's an urgent issue. So he said, we run. And Umar ibn Khattab said to the lady, I'll put up the fire. You know, you mix this. And then they start making food. And Fayaqul Aslam, I have seen him blowing into the fire. And his thick beard smoke is coming through it, putting his cheek on the floor, radiallahu anhu, on the ground. And then he fed the children. And he fed the children. And the lady, she was shocked. She didn't know who he was. She said, wallahi, you more suitable for Amir than Umar ibn Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. You more suitable for this than Umar ibn Khattab. And he said, quli khaira, say khair, say khair. You know, and then he cooked for the children and he fed them. And she said, may Allah bless you. He said, tomorrow, come and see the Amir al-Mu'mineen, you will find me there, inshallah. So he turned. And when he turned, and she could not see, he came around, فَقَالَ فَجَلَسَ Aslam, he said, then Umar ibn Khattab, he was on his chest like a lion, looking at the kids from distance. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَنَا شَأْنٌ غَيْرَ هَذَا يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We have things that are more important than watching these kids play. You know, they had food, they playing, they giggling, they rolling around, you know, the dirty kids. And he said, and he is not responding to me. Finally, those kids calmed down and they slept. And he turned to me and he said, يَا هَذَا. When I found them, they were rolling on the ground, crying out of hunger. فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أَرَاهُمْ, I wanted to see what you saw. I wanted to see him laughing, having fun, enjoying themselves. Man of mercy, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Let me say one more thing because my time is short. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu had one thing as well. One thing, I can't finish everything about Umar, we all know that. Umar ibn Khattab was proud of his deen, and this is for the younger generation. I know, young people, everywhere you see, you don't see the ray of help and hope. You don't see the hope from distance. You don't see the light through the end of the tunnel. But this deen is the ultimate deen. Al-Izz, honor, dignity is for this deen. And that's why Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu always used to say, this deen, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَمَهْمَ ابْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. He said, we are a nation whom Allah honored us because of Islam. The day that we seek honor through any other methods, any other venue, Allah will disgrace us. Now look nowadays. Palestine has been destroyed and the Masjid al-Aqsa has been taken over. And what do? We run to other nations. Our sisters and brothers in Burma, they put them in flames. Not dead. They don't put them in flames. They don't cook them while they're dead, but they put them in flames while they're alive. And in the Muslim nation, لَيْسَ لَنَا رُجُولًا, we have not a single person who can say we should stop this other than Erdogan, حفظه الله. Why? Because we look for izz and honor in every other door, through every other door except the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Umar is saying, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ, we are a nation. أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَمَهْمَ بْتَغَيْنَا. The day that we seek honor through United Nations, through United States of America, through any other nation, that is the day that Allah will disgrace us. So Umar is teaching us that don't worry about nations, don't worry about other things, worry about your deen. In Arafah, Umar ibn Khattab called the governor of Mecca and he said, I want to talk to you, come and see me. And the governor came and then he said to him, who did you appoint the city of Mecca to be the emir in your absence? قَالَ مَوْلَى بَنِي فُلَان, the servant, the slave who used to be owned by so-and-so. قَالَ وَيْحَكَ, woe to you, did you leave Quraysh to be ruled by a servant? Now Quraysh, you have Abu Sufyan, Hakim ibn Hizam. You have mu'mineen, but they are the chiefs of the Quraysh. And Umar is saying, you left a slave, a man who used to be a mawla, to rule them. The man said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, innahu ahfaduna likitabillah. This man that I left him behind, he has the most Quran. وَأَعْلَمُنَا بِسُنَّةِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and he knows the sunnah of Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ better than anyone else. And then Umar ibn Khattab, and the tears were rolling from his eyes. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. He said, indeed, Allah will disgrace through this book nations, and Allah will honor certain nations through this book. We have two different timings. You know, I have my own timing. It's called halal cheating. I will say, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, seriously, if you want the honor of Islam to come back to us, forget about any other nation. Come back to the book of Allah. Come back to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know why the Umar said, نَحْنُ قَوْمًا, we are a nation that Allah honor us because of the deen? You know why? Because in Sahih al-Bukhari, Amr ibn As comes to him, and before he received the keys of Masjid al-Aqsa, and then the Ansar, the Nasara, the Christians are dressed very well, and Umar ibn Khattab with the thobe that has 17 different patches wants to receive the keys from them. And Amr ibn As, he said, أَخْزَأْتَنَا, you're disgracing us, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you're embarrassing us because of your outfit. And then he said, no, we are not honored because of our outfits. We're not honored because of the color of our skins. We're not honored because of the language that we speak. We're not honored because our lineage, I'm Arab, I'm Somali, I'm Pakistani, I'm Indian, I'm Bengali. He said, no, we are honored because of Islam. No outfits, no outlooks. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إن الله لا ينظر إلى أشكالكم وإلى صوركم. Allah does not care about your outlook, the way you look or the way you... No, he says he looks into your heart and into your actions. So Umar ibn Khattab, we learn from him رضي الله عنهم that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who people الذين يستمعون القرآن فيتبعون أحسنا. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, anybody who comes here today like myself and tells you about the Sahaba, it was not for entertainment, it's not for you to be amused, it's not for you just to listen to someone to deliver a lecture, but for you to reflect on the story that you heard and learn lessons, derive lessons from the life of that Sahabi that was given to you. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرُ. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.